Hi, I'm Associate Producer Ruth Carlson, reporting from the city of Merced in the San Joaquin Valley. In the Roaring Twenties, the city erected a sign, Gateway to Yosemite. The promotion worked. Tourists, including movie stars and politicians, drove here in their new Model Ts to gather supplies and stay overnight in Merced's Art Deco hotels. Now in the current 20s, 2023, it's once again a destination, thanks to the new UC Merced campus that inspired a downtown revitalization. Historic buildings have been restored, and new restaurants, hotels, and wine bars have opened. The city has also invested in increasing services for LGBTQ and Latinx students and residents. I spoke with Catalina Zambrano, known as Cat, the executive director of the organization Somos Familia Valle Central, who explained how the whole city is working together to lift everyone up. Catalina Zambrano. I think it's amazing the work you're doing here and how receptive the community has been, and you're working with the police. And so tell me about what you are doing, the impact you've had, and how people are responding to you.
Here in Merced, 10 years ago, there was really nothing here. No resources, no support group. Mental health was at its low in trying to help LGBT individuals. And not because they didn't want to, but just because they didn't have the training nor anybody was there to help them. Lived experience is really important. In the last 5-6 years, you see coming in and really opening up a lot of the people's eyes to what's needed in this area. We were kind of like, you know, in the water with stuff. There wasn't anything new coming through. We were kind of just, you know, blah. And I think now with all this new fresh faces coming in every single year and coming through and really helping us grow has really opened up our eyes to either, you know, we grow with them or it's not. And that's really been a helpful to this community. For Somos Familia, so when I first started with the collaborative advocacy director in Stanislaus County, and Stanislaus County was already thriving. We had, you know, the collaborative and so many groups, and there was already an LGBT center there that had been there for a while. So everything was already set up. We had gotten a grant for Merced County through mental health, and that needed to be trainings for their staff, right? For mental health staff and all outside nonprofit organizations, as well as support groups in town. We did that for a while and it worked well, but we realized there was this huge demographic of people that we weren't taking into consideration, which was the Latino population. Our Latino population predominantly is here in Merced County. So as we created Somos Familia, we started reaching out. We started working with local organizations like Cultiva La Salud, working with, you know, a lot of other places. But what was really awesome about that is we started having conversations with, how do we train? How do we talk about families, right? How do we have, you know, conversations about family support? We talk about sitting here and people going through transitioning and starting their gender affirming care, but we forget about the family members, right? We don't talk about the mom and the dad going through the transition with their child, right? We don't talk about the brothers and sisters and what that looks like for them, right? We don't talk about what other type of situations, their fears that's going on in their mind, what the community may see them as. And I think that's really important. And that's why we have Somos Familia, is because we want to start working with the whole family. And so that has been a really, really good one. As well as, you know, in the Latino community, we don't really discuss what our problems are, right? We kind of just hide them in the corner. You know, we just go on, it's okay, we'll it's there, but we don't talk about it. And we really want to bring that out want to sit there and start telling people, it's okay to feel the way you feel. It's okay to have that conversation. It's okay, you know, because what ends up happening is when we have individuals who have to suffer in silence, right? Whether it be being LGBT, whether it be transgender, whether it be just, you know, whatever, we need to have that conversation. It's okay. So anyway, what we're doing here with Somos Familia is, again, we're doing a lot of family support, as well as we're working with immigration undocumented individuals so they can come in. The one thing that they're afraid of is having their name and gender marker changes or anything like that, because, right, they're afraid, right? Because, but now with the new policies, we can help them with that, changing their name and gender, as well as working with training all of staff for outside people. Like I told you yesterday, the big thing that we do is we work with outside organizations first to make sure that they're trained. We're a resource center. So I don't feel comfortable sending one of our individuals to your, you know, organization or your help if you're not well, you know, trained in what it is to be LGBT. Terminology, disparities, whatever's going on, you know, the needs. We want to make sure you understand those first, because I would hate to send somebody to you and you, you know, misgender them, or you don't treat them kindly, or you create a space where they no longer want to come back. You know, then we're really not working with the community. And as well as working with law enforcement, right? We're training the law enforcement here. We have already been training for the last year, probation and the juvenile justice department, which has been really, really awesome and really receptive. And the really cool thing is we didn't go to them. They came to us, right? They came to us and were like, we need help. Now, we all know that these law enforcement organizations, they do need the training. It's mandatory for them to go through a 4-hour training every year. But it's open for them to just kind of hand something off to them or one person in their team, you know, to do it for them. But they decided they didn't want to do that. They might as well go to somebody who knows, the experts, right? So that's why they came to us and say, will you train us? Nobody's better to train us than somebody who's in the community. And my boss, knowing that I'm from this area, was like, Kat, go do it. And like I said, I love Merced. I was raised here. I was raised from Baleco all the way to Pilanato. I lived in every single town. I've been arrested in a couple of them. But the cool thing is that, you know, now we're seeing, as soon, like, we're walking down Main Street, it's full of rainbows and it's beautiful and the energy is just different. You know, having the Capitan Hotel and, you know, having Bitwise, it's the color, just the feel is different. It's a lot, it's new and fresh. So working with all these outside organizations have been really good. The best thing part is that they're coming to us and they're asking for the help. What do we do? How do we make this space better space for your community so that we can all just have a good time and enjoy ourselves? So it's been really awesome to see them really grow. And it doesn't just end with that training, right? They come back again. They say, hey, da 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 da. You know, this is what we're trying now. This is, hey, do you guys have stickers? Do you have flags? Can you come and visit with us? Can we walk through your center? And every time we say, yes, come on down, enjoy it.
Well, I have to say, that is amazing. And, you know, the stereotype in the Bay Area is Merced is not that culturally or open. But it sounds like it's totally wrong.
Again, like I said, it's in the middle of the Central Valley. It's kind of like a stop off on the 99. And either it's just a place to gas up on the way to LA or a place to stop gas up on the way to Sacramento or San Francisco. And usually people just, you know, pass on by. But now there's stuff here to do. And on top of that, we have the Multicultural Arts Center that has all the wonderful, the gallery, all their events. We have the Playhouse. They have all their wonderful plays. And they're all really great, awesome people. You know, you walk around and they all kind of, the small time that I've been working with each other, the whole community, they're all just wonderful. And it's all a mix of everybody. It's not just LGBT community and the drama community or theater community. We're all together. We all go to each other's events. We all kind of mingle together. I mean, it's so awesome to, one day we're sitting there at the swearing in of an assemblywoman and we're all just having fun, having, you know, a drink and getting to know each other or mixing, you know, together and having a good time. And then we go to Hi-Fi afterwards and have a glass of wine and continue our conversation. We were at the Mayor's Ball last year and we were sitting there having a really, really good time. And at the end of the evening, I'm sitting at Hi-Fi, which is the wine bar here right next to Multicultural Arts Center. I'm sitting with people from the Board of Supervisors to, you know, the County Office of Education board people to some officers and da da da. And we're just enjoying each other's company. I mean, it's like we weren't really worrying about who we were as people. We were just enjoying ourselves. And 5-10 years ago, that wasn't possible. Now we're all just sitting at the same table, breaking bread and having a good drink and laughing. And what better way to have a community and to build community than just break bread and enjoy each other's energy, right? It's really awesome.
That sounds perfect to me. So what would you tell somebody in the Bay Area who would say, why would I go to Merced? Why would they go to Merced?
Why would you come to Merced? You know, I think if you want to get out of your town, right? Everybody's so worried about their up and down. And, you know, I'm not a big city person. But what I always say is, if I want to get away, just take a quick drive, go through, you know, whatever, Yosemite or go out to the Cuts and enjoy just the drive here alone is just beautiful. And you just want to get away for the weekend, come on through. You'll see that, hey, it's just enough energy to enjoy yourself. It's not boring, you know, but it also just less enough energy so that you don't get lost in it, right? It's really good to see such a small town have such a warm and inviting space. And you walk in, you don't have to worry about being LGBT. You don't have to worry about anything else. You just come and enjoy the place. And it's not as crazy expensive as big city places, right? I mean, many of nights, I've had a couple, 6, 7, 9, 10, you know, bottles of wine, and I've had a good time, and I haven't broke the bank, right? And I've made some really awesome friends, and we're really good to each other. You know, you want to get out of everyday type of big city feel, come on down. It's just big enough for you to have that. This is a really nice space, but it's small enough so that you can really get to know each other and enjoy the space. And you'll see their faces over and over again. And, you know, stop on by, hang out the Capitan, or go down to Hi-Fi or Partisan or all the other little places on Main Street. And then on the way, you know, go out to Sonora or Jamestown or the mountains, or go out to Yosemite and then stop back on by. And I guarantee you'll run into the same faces that were here the first time you stopped on by. And it's like a family.
It has been a fabulous stay. And I had never been here before. And yeah. I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
So everybody's welcome here. I keep hearing this word family over and over from people I talk to. Is that real?
No, it really, really is, because like I said earlier, you know, you kind of come in, and if we see your face over and over again in these events, you run into the same people over and over again. It legit, we all welcome each other with open arms.
I'm Associate Producer Ruth Carlson, reporting from the city of Merced in the San Joaquin Valley.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.